ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ما قال الناس لشيء طوبى له إلا وقد خبأ له الدهر يوم سوء.
Imam Ali stated, "For everything to which people say, 'How good,' there is an evil hidden in this world." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us on the program. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. So one of the great lessons and interesting things which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that we should be very careful in testing the afflictions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning don't incur upon yourself the wrath of Allah by testing divine punishments. So one day, Imam Ali alayhi salam was preaching a sermon on the pulpit on the mimbar. And while preaching the sermon on the mimbar, he says, "I am a servant of Allah and the brother of His messenger." I have the honor of marrying the Lady of Paradise. I am the leader of the believers and the successor of the last prophet. No one can boast of it except me, and whoever has such a claim will be saddened by Allah the Almighty. While Imam Ali had said these things, a man from among the crowd, who was from the tribe of Abs, rose up and protested to what Imam Ali had said, and mockingly said to him, "Who is there who cannot have such a claim? I now say that I am the servant of Allah, and I am the brother of His Messenger. And see, I have not been afflicted with any distress." Hardly had the man finished his words when suddenly a strange insanity afflicted him and he started trembling all over, up to the point that he had to be dragged out of the mosque by his feet. Allahu Akbar. Dear friends, a very profound and very scary lesson. We should never test the divine punishments. We should never test the divine wrath, for at any moment it is possible that Allah inflicts us with something that we cannot save ourselves from. An excellent lesson for life and death, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
بقلب سليم Allah, I ask you for the protection on the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet. And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program To My Brother, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Fayyaz Jafar. I hope you enjoy it.
And when we go towards seeing the instruction of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam toward Malik al-Ashtar, amongst the main themes and advices that he gives them in terms of being a leader is telling him, "Oh Malik, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is judging you by the way that you rule over your subjects, and that your subjects are being judged by their relationship with you." What's that supposed to mean? In Risalat al-Huquq of the Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, he says something really similar. He states that it is the right of the leader to know that when he or she takes the position of leadership, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is judging the leader by the way and by his dealings with the subjects. Every conversation that we have, every communication, every dealing in any circumstance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being vigilant over that relationship. But in the same way, if someone is acting unjustly, if someone in a position of leadership is not fulfilling their responsibilities toward their community, toward their society, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing the subject to see what sort of changes are they going to make. What sort of amr bil ma'ruf and nahy anil munkar are they going to perform? So Malik al-Ashtar is being advised by the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, again, just to be really vigilant of every single one of his dealings.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.